Right, Tom, tell me, what three things could you not live without?
Well, I guess you saw me playing with my new toy just now. It's my iPod Touch, and it is fantastic. I often take long bus journeys at the weekend, and on this little electronic storage machine with a screen, I can watch a movie, and that just makes bus journeys fly by. It also has wireless internet, so I can carry it around, and in a coffee shop, I can check my email. And it has the added function of being able to play music, although I don't listen to music much. That's one. My iPod Touch is with me all the time. It's kind of connected to my number two. Number two is the internet. I couldn't live without the internet. I'm online every day, reading newspapers, checking out information about things I want to do and see that day, keeping in touch with family and friends, although I don't do that as much as they would like. The internet is such a huge part of my life. I can't imagine what it was like 10 or 15 years ago when nobody was online. Number three, I suppose is the sun, which sounds a bit facile because everything on the whole planet requires the sun. But for me, it's not so much about the nutrition that plants and animals derive from the sun. It's just being able to lie and relax in this soft warmth, tanning by the pool, letting my mind empty and clear. Those are my three. How about you?
Well, I have to agree with your second one. Definitely, the internet is one thing I couldn't live without either. For the same reasons you mentioned, really, just to stay in touch with people, for things like reading the news, checking my email, finding phone numbers, getting information, I really couldn't live without it. The second thing would be my family. I couldn't live without them. I think since I've moved away from Britain and I don't live close to them and I don't see them regularly anymore, I've grown to love them even more. You don't realize what you've got until it's gone, and that was true with my family. I really miss them all the time and I love going back to see them. So they're my number two. And my number three would be music. Music's a huge part of my life, and I think I remember things by what I was listening to at the time. I'll remember periods of my life by what songs I was listening to or what album I'd bought. So, for me, my memories are very much brought back to me by music. So those are my three things: the internet, my family, and music.